first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pubcast Christmas special, even though you listen to this after Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
We've got crackers!
Woohoo!
Yeah, hey! That didn't fucking work, did it?
We got a spinning top!
We have got a spinning top, Wales. Oh! I've just nearly exploded my... Right, naughty boy of the year, Daniel Silva, 2012.
That might have worked, sorry.
What lies in a pram and wobbles? A jelly baby!
Hey. That's actually not bad.
There you go, Jim. Oh, it's Christmas.
It's proper Christmas.
Where do snowmen go to dance?
Snowball?
Oh. Yes! I've actually got it!
Right, it is Christmas. The last Christmas day. Right, show number 111. Still show number 111. The last Christmas day in England. What year do you reckon?
Last time.
2012.
The last football. Oh, it's Christmas. I've had a few Baileys. We've all had a snowball.
Grandma's asleep under the table.
We tied her out. I'll leave it. Sorry. The last Christmas Day football match played in England. What year do you reckon?
1954.
1948.
Dan Silva.
1939.
1959. There were two games played, not a full fixture. Division 1, Blackburn 1, Blackpool 0. Probably an upset back in those days. Division 3, Coventry City 5, Wrexham 3. High scoring game, you think? Thriller, high scoring game, all agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, thriller.
I've looked into Wrexham's biggest ever win. It was 10-1. Did you
not
know
bad,
that?
Not bad. When?
Hartlepool in 1962. I'm glad you asked. But it was also notable because it was the first time that three hat-tricks were ever scored in a single game.
Wow. Three different people, three hat-tricks?
Three different people, three hat-tricks. Don't know who got the one, but they would have been pissed off.
How many times
match balls? And
since?
Also, right, who's got the match ball? I presume if three people have scored, whoever got the hat-trick first takes the match ball.
Yeah, I agree.
It's quite a good debate in the pub afterwards. They went and go, right, give me your reason why your three goals are better than mine.
If someone scored a perfect hat-trick,
yeah.
You'd have to get to them. Yeah, I think. Anyway, it's Christmas! 2012, to the table, standout performance and stand down performance of the year. My standout straight away, Stuart Downing.
Hey!
Just for what he's done, what he's given,
he's done a lot.
Everything.
This is going to be the comedy Christmas special, isn't it?
I know. Okay, if you've got a serious answer, then give me some serious answer.
Glasgow Celtic for their performance in the Champions League.
Yeah, that's a big shout.
Winning the league that they won by 20 points because Rangers got.
I wouldn't give it them for that. But for beating Barcelona, for giving them a damn good game at the new Camp, for getting past both Benfica and Spartak Moscow, we were no slouches. Fair play to Celtic, and I'm no great fan of them.
That's more of the last couple of months,
If I was going to give it over the whole year, I'd give it to me calendar, which was great, but. No.
Give it to who?
My calendar.
His calendar.
Performed consistently all year.
Oh my word. He's actually just. He's had a few. That is not
Celtic.
A cracker.
Dribble.
That is definitely
Dribble.
Not a cracker.
No, but Celtic.
I've got combined.
Is it going to be Spurs?
No. No, that'd be ridiculous.
Is it going to be Harry Redknapp for 5 months and then Andre Villas-Boas for the next 7?
No. Because that didn't add up anyway. But my stand out and stand down, and that is Chelsea Football Club.
Stand out for winning Champions League, stand out for second Di Matteo.
FA Cup and Champions League, and just the general, stand out, mate. The amount of things that have happened this year with the racism, with everything, they've had so much negative press this year. Over the course of this year, it is embarrassing. My cousin and my uncle, massive Chelsea fans, spoke to me the other weekend actually about it. They literally went, I'm a little bit embarrassed to be a Chelsea fan right now, but on the back of that, you got to have a stand up for winning the Champions League and the FA Cup, having just sacked another manager and Di Matteo coming in. So I think that's fair.
What about a standout as Robin van Persie?
I mean, it's at the start of the year, obviously, for Arsenal, phenomenal.
I mean, if you look consistently over it, in terms of actually
literally
playing
every month, he's done the job, hasn't he?
Interesting. Who was it the other day? Someone came out and said he's going to win him the title. He said, when Fergie bought him, that won him the title.
Yeah.
Who did you play first game before the Christmas weekends? You beat him 3-1. Who was it? It was ages ago.
Sunderland.
It was... Martin O'Neill said they have won the title because they signed Robin Van Persie.
Martin O'Neill, is he still in the job? I've been that drunk over Christmas, I'm not sure.
He's still there, don't worry. Alright, my stand out. I was going to go with Charlie Austin, but he stopped scoring for a while. But yes.
Why don't you do that? We didn't mention him last week and he scored.
Exactly. Do you know why? We didn't mention him and he scored.
That's what I mean. And you just mentioned him, so he's not going to score next week.
Which is why he's not going to be my man in 2020.
Last week he was linked to Brighton, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Standout is actually going to be the club of Manchester City. They won the title, the Premier League title in 2012. Say what you want about all the money thrown at it. It was amazing. No, that's what I'm doing. That will be the standout. The Man City winning the title like that. I look back at that now and I think, right, that it will never be as dramatic as that.
Neutral.
I don't think it can. I don't think that can ever happen.
Paul said that in 1989 when Arsenal did it. There will always be something.
How could you get more dramatic than that? Two goals in the 90th minute.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
I can't see that. Tell me what scenario could happen there. We've all had a fucking Baileys. We've all had a drink.
Leave it.
Shut up now.
Going back to the other week when Sports Personality was on, they showed the clip of like the BBC do love a little.
They did it very well.
That's what I mean, they did the little dramatic clip of the last few minutes. And again,
I've had a few drinks on Christmas Day since then. It was amazing.
Just watching it again, even though I'm a Spurs fan, it didn't make a difference to me. But watching that and that dramatic, it was phenomenal.
Funny, I didn't enjoy it. But moving on. Stand down. I've got to stand down.
You've got to stand down.
South Yorkshire, please. I'm so glad that all this has come out and shown that it was a farce.
Very true. I think that's the podcast stand. Yeah. And also stand up for the people that were campaigning for it for so long.
Yeah. It's been a massive year for that influence.
For a podcast decision, stand out. The Hills for Fun, the Hills for Trust, everyone behind that, the politicians that got involved as well, and all the family.
And the song that I hope you've been downloading that we asked you to.
Yeah. We definitely plugged that before Christmas. Yes. So yeah. And stand down, the police, the cover up, whoever is behind it, and fingers crossed with the new inquiry, we'll actually find out who was.
The truth.
Right. Naughty Boys of 2012.
Can it be anyone other than Mario Balotelli?
No.
Yes, the Jerry Brazilian. Barton. Hang on, the Brazilian who killed his
mistress. That's not
mistress.
Naughty, though. That's evil scumbag of the year.
Yeah,
that's not naughty. Mario Balotelli is the definition of naughty.
He's quieting down on his naughtiness.
Yes,
at the end of 2012, he is quieting down
on
his
naughtiness. He's getting boring.
Did you see him in Carlos Tevez in the little video trying to wrap presents? It's absolutely wonderful. It was just before Christmas. It was on MCFC. I'll get it up on the site. It's Carlos Tevez trying to teach Mario Balotelli how to wrap a Christmas present. Balotelli can't get it. Tevez starts getting more and more pissed off. And then Balotelli says that the reason he can't do it is because he's left-handed. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
But I think he's got the memories of the fib.
He's just had... Again, he's had a
wonderful year. The bib's a good shout. That doesn't make him a naughty boy.
No, that could make him a bad person. He can't wrap a present with the bib.
The naughty boy's got to be the Brazilian goalkeeper.
That's not naughty, though. That's
got to be Joe Barton. Okay, who's my naughty boy, Joe Barton?
Getting sent off in the last day of the season.
That was pretty naughty.
Naughty, in the sense of naughty funny, in the sense of the French accent and all that kind of. Not naughty, that, I suppose, but.
I think it's got to be Mario. I think it's got to be Mario.
The amount of things he has done throughout the year, stopping to have a slash at a school,
fireworks,
befriending a stray cat, I mean.
Then taking him to a school,
impregnating Stuart's missus.
Did he go out and try and buy an iron, bought back Paul Mags and stuff like that as well?
That was last Christmas. God knows what he's brought this year.
Alright, well, I'll have Mario Balotelli. Right. It's that weird time between Christmas and New Year. Footballers' New Year's resolutions.
Harry Redknapp is going, his resolution is to have the technical area at Loftus Road converted into a parking space so he can manage from his car window as well as give interviews.
Fair.
I'll take that. Did you know Harry Redknapp was actually spotted telling his local KFC drive-thru attendant that Tevez is a smashing player but he's not the one we're looking at? That happens. Well, according to at player spotted, that did happen.
Oh, right. That's old.
I love it. Actually, can I go back? Stand out of the ear might be the Twitter account of at player spotted.
No, it's we just said who it was.
Well.
But a fair shout.
We've all had a Bailey's, Dan. Shut up now.
I've got one.
Go on.
Anderson definitely giving up the prize. You fat bastard.
All right, calm down.
Sorry. He is a little pauper.
And you looked at me when you said that. That's disappointing.
He put some spoof on Twitter recently saying he wasn't fat, he was sex.
He was sex, yeah.
He did do that.
I'm sex.
Have we got any other news? Joey Barton giving up football and opening a language school with Steve McLaren. Yeah. Was one of the shouts like that we had.
Ashley Young turning his attention to Rio 2016.
Yeah, team of Tom Daley in the synchronised.
Yeah, they need an extra player.
Stuart Ort, might be shell a little bit.
Sure to say a couple of things on the podcast there. That'd be quite nice. Complaints to still be sent out at Simon Heads.
Always.
That's got to be on there. Right. Has anyone had a look at the New Year's Day fixtures?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can tell you my favourite straight away.
Go on.
It's been a long time coming, but I'm fucking excited.
Because, to be honest, right, between Christmas and New Year, it's like, nah.
Yeah.
And we've got games on the 29th as well, but yeah, I've asked you boys to look at the New Year's fixtures.
Yeah.
So
Spurs Reading, because it's been a long time coming, but I'm going back to White Hart Lane for the first time in bloody ages, and I'm very much excited about it.
Okay.
It's a family affair as well. There's a load of us going. So,
oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Really, really looking forward to it.
Mine is, to be honest, Chelsea QPR, which is going. It's not on New Year's Day; it's on the 2nd. I think
why have they done that? There must be a
reason. TV.
Because every single.
I don't know, because
other...
Newcastle are playing Everton at 8 o'clock, so surely that's on TV.
Every single other team in the Football League, everyone's playing on the 1st, apart from those three Premier League games. I don't understand.
It might have something to do with policing.
Probably the games before as well, like if there's a game the 27th or 28th.
And also, you never know if there are parades and things going on. Tube strikes, which blighted Boxing Day for me. I mean, I couldn't believe that tube strike. It was awful, wasn't it? Even though I'm in the north.
Shut up, you northerner monkey. Now, there's some decent games. Man City home to Stoke. I wouldn't discount Stoke being horrible and getting something there.
I think the 5:30 kickoff, Southampton Arsenal, could be a bit of a thriller.
Yeah. It's the sort of day when Southampton will pull out a result like that.
We can Man United, because last time we went there, they obviously beat us for the first time ever and we won revenge. So that'd be a tasty game, I would think. Ferguson will be reminding the players of what happened there.
Moving into the Championship, Birmingham obviously absolutely struggling. Cardiff still smashing the league. That is a big game for me. Up at your place,
Leeds. Premier League fixture.
A Premier League fixture, not for a few years, mate, and it won't be a few years coming. Leeds are at home to Bolton. This is what I like about the league, though. Normally they try and make the games like a little bit local, like Watford home to Cheltenham, but obviously there's quite a bit of disparity there, because you've got AFC Wimbledon playing away at Torquay on New Year's Day.
Chin up.
That is not good, is it? Yeah. Chin up. You're out until 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, then straight on the coach.
That could be
quite fun, just to go straight on the coach. League One on the 1st of Jan, full fixtures. Swindon home to Pompey. That'll be. It's not too far for Pompey fans to travel. They will fill out as many tickets as they give them. That's an early fixture as well. Made it 2 o'clock. Police, I don't know, because I don't think it's on TV. And MK Scum away at Notts County. Come on, Notts County. Big game that as well, because Notts County aren't too far away. In our league, Southend.
Oh, hello, Southend Jills.
Southend Gillingham. We've got a podcast listener, quite a vocal podcast listener, who's a Southend fan. I don't know if he'll be there.
I reckon he probably will, actually. I'll find out.
I'll be there. They've given us 1,000 tickets. As of the 19th of January, we'd sold about 750.
19th of December, you mean? What did you really say?
Is that Bailey's again?
Jim, I told you shouldn't have had any more Sherry Trifle.
We've all had a Bailey's. Come on, just calm down. I love New Year's Day football. I really do like it. Like Xmas Day is one thing. Like I said before about the last game playing 9:59. Imagine your Christmas Day we've just had. Imagine like having to get up at 10 in the morning, not eat anything for like no nice food, no stuff like that. You've got to play football.
Or you have a Christmas lunch sandwich before you go. Get it all in a
cold turkey.
Bit of bread, stuff it in, on you go.
But that's what you do on the Boxing Day.
That's why Boxing Day
football's so good. But that's why they can't, like Christmas Day, that's what they can't do anything.
Neil Warnock doesn't train on Christmas Day. He's one of the few managers that don't. His record, 11 games played, 10-1, one loss.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Could be something in it.
Loose.
A big result if you beat Bolton as well. Right, two more questions for you. The best football-related present you've ever received or given, and if you could buy a present for a footballer, what would you buy? Any advance? I'll be honest, right? The best football-related present I've ever received, every year, from the age of about, from what I can remember, so 5 or 6, to about 14 or 15, I used to get a brand new Mitre Delta football.
Nice.
And do you know what I did with that?
Lost it.
No, I never played in wet conditions. I don't want that shit getting muddy. And for a long time, till about February, I just used to look at it.
Did you end up with 12 footballs?
No, because eventually, about February, March, when the weather started getting just a bit harder, then I'd start playing with it.
We're talking about Christmas presents.
Yeah, football
is the smell of Christmas.
I remember one year getting a pair of football boots and a football, and I remember sitting in the bath and I set them up. I set the football there and the boots there. Actual true story.
I was going to say,
a pair
of brand new Adidas World Cups when I was a youngster.
Sorry.
A pair of Adidas World Cups are my favourite.
I was nine.
However, you dirty bastard.
Calm down, Nan. She's woken up, isn't she?
Although there are some presents that I would like to receive, courtesy of Tottenham Hotspur FC.
What have they got on the old website?
I thought I'd have a little look, see what presents I could buy myself or my girlfriend.
Oh, they'll be reduced now because it's after Christmas as well.
Precisely.
Buy them early. I hate people who buy cards. My girlfriend was like, we'll buy cards in January for next year. No, we fucking won't. If you do that, I'm leaving you. Honestly, no.
Horrific.
No, you're not 80 years old. Shut up.
What you can buy, though, just to sex things up a little bit in the bedroom, because, not that you need it, Stan, okay, for sure, but...
What have we got?
A Spurs garter and Spurs thong and bra matching.
The nuns wearing at the time.
Should have enjoyed that. The other two as well, which I just picked out for ridiculousness, is a Spurs plant pot.
I'm going for a wee. We've all had a bailey.
And a Spurs Christmas elf cushion. Absolutely
brilliant. An elf? Is it a cushion for an elf? Or is it a cushion shaped like an elf?
No, it's a square cushion with THFC on it, a little random elf on it.
So in other words, it's a cushion you can only really use at Christmas.
Yeah.
Don't mark it.
Well, a whole of December, surely.
Yeah, agreed, December.
Well, it's more Advent than Christmas, isn't it, the rest of December? Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, as Jim's gone off because he's... done something bad, hasn't he? But yeah, so my favourite...
Done something bad, he's gone for a piss.
Well, that's really sad.
Off to see Nan.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, football's always the smell of Christmas, new football. But my favourite, one year I got both the Man United home and goalkeeper's shirt.
Lucky boy.
From the market, and I'm not sure they were real, but fuck it.
Actually, you just reminded me, I have still got it to this day. I must have been 3 or 4 years old. And I've still got the Spurs kit that my old man bought me for Christmas when I was 3 or 4 years old.
Did it say Holston on the front?
I think it might have been Holston. That was later on. That was much later on. I've still got that watch.
So I thought about this, right? Imagine if when your dad had bought that kit as a 3 or 4 year old, he bought you an adult male size. Right?
That's a good shout.
It would have been very disappointing. Really, as a 3 or 4 year old, it would have been very disappointing.
You could wear it to your PJs.
No. Well, yeah, you could wear it as a big dressing gown or something like that. But at the time, it would have been very disappointing. But imagine now.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that was the best present.
Yeah. I really like that idea.
That's what eBay's for.
It's true. Yeah, but they cost fucking shitloads now.
Oh, no.
And quite often, they're not the real deal. And if you get one off eBay, it'll be like it won't be the same. No.
Nan is selling her Spurs garter and thong and bra set on eBay after this show.
Might be a bit stained. So. Beautiful.
It'll smell like Stuart.
Out of the podcasters, the only one with a kid is Jay and Stu. I'm going to urge them next Christmas to buy him a Villa shirt, buy him a QPR shirt now, today, in the adult size.
Sort it. It'll be the sale. It's the sales now anyway, so get them to buy it now. Pretend it was for Christmas. Well, the kid's not going to know. It's like 3 days old.
And then when they're 20, although Stuart's a big lad.
It's a bit of a gamble.
Can you imagine if his daughter grew into that?
Triple XL.
In about 3 weeks' time. Right, any presents that we buy for a footballer?
I would buy Lionel Messi a BFF bracelet because.
You've written BBF.
Is that really
Yeah, that's what I'm taking from this.
I would buy him a BFF bracelet, because the only time you buy Lionel Messi a BFF bracelet is if you're BFF with him, and I want to be BFF with Lionel Messi.
That's fine. I'll take that. I've got something. Is his present based?
Yeah, if I Arsene Wenger a time machine, so we can go back and beg and plead with all the players he's lost over the last 5 or 6 years.
Or just go back to when he was a good manager.
Yeah.
Ooh. One or the other. Come on, they beat Reading before Christmas. They beat Reading. We all know they're back to their best. Come on.
What about those games on Boxing Day? They were something special, weren't they?
Thrillers. Right, I've got a couple of messages, right? I want to say Happy New Year to 5 people. First of all, most importantly, Kay Murray.
Happy New Year.
She's no longer at Real Madrid. She's out in the States, but Happy New Year, Kay Murray. And then, what I would consider are 4 clubs.
Right.
Plus Hastings, but we'll talk about Hastings other than that. Sheffield FC, the oldest club in the world. At Sheffield FC, FC Man United and AFC Wimbledon. United of Manchester. On their Twitter, AFC United.
No, FC United. James, you've had far too many bloody
failures,
haven't you?
At FC United MCR. Well remembered, Michael Coxon.
I mean, there's a few capitals in there, but don't
worry. AFC Wimbledon, who follow us at AFC Wimbledon, and obviously
Go on a heart
at Melbourne Heart. And then I saw this as well, shamelessly taken from a Steve Gerrard fan page, bizarrely. Funny footballer names, which was on a forum on a Liverpool site. Actual footballer's names.
Right.
Don't know who they play for. Podcast listeners can look this up. If you're not going to work, or actually if you are at work between Christmas and New Year, you ain't going to do anything.
We're not.
Look these players up and tell us where they're from and who they play for. Bongo Christ is a footballer.
Nice.
Have a look, Dube.
No way.
That's the old Dublin's instrument, isn't it?
Ars Bandit. Ars Bandit. Rafael Scheidt.
He's real.
We know him. Rod Fanny, I've heard of him. Johnny Moustache.
Johnny Moustache.
David Goodwillie, obviously we've heard of. Yeah. Danny Shitter, we've heard of. Johan de Kock.
Yeah.
Heard of him. Where's he from?
I've
heard
South.
He sounds Belgian.
South Belgian.
That's where all these Belgians are coming from. South Africa. Quim, obviously we know about. Yeah. Goalie.
You missed out Cheeky Arse.
Yeah, we know that one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Burnt Haas is definitely right.
Brian Peters, who used to play for Newcastle.
Right. Two boys, Gladstone Gamedi.
Oh,
His first name is Two Boys.
Wolfgang Wolf. Good name.
Nice. Former manager of Wolfsburg. Genuinely.
Brilliant.
This one, I hope, is true, because I want Hastings FC at Hastings UFC to sign Norman Conquest.
Amazing name.
Norman Conquest.
Imagine if he signed for him.
Brilliant.
Danger Fourpence, we've talked about before. Paul Dickoff, we know.
Harry Daft is brilliant.
Harry Daft, Rube Boffin, and Mark the Man.
Mark the Man.
News writers' wet dream.
Yeah, all of those.
Didn't Mark the Man have a top 20 single in 1997?
I bloody hope he did. Yes. I bloody hope he did. Right, we are going to have a little quiz. Podcast listeners, this is going to be 5 questions and 5 questions only. I'm going to give you the questions. You put down what your answer is. The loser, in a minute, has to put on a Santa outfit.
Maybe
just for the show photo.
Until Mum rips it off.
I bought a Santa outfit. And this is shamelessly ripped from guardian.co.uk/football/quiz. I don't care. It's music based. Obviously, Chris's number one was a big thing. Well done to the X Factor, Chavi, for getting it and what have you.
Or well done to the Justice.
So none of us really know.
No, I missed Top of the Pops on Christmas Day.
So did I. What UK singles chart position did Liverpool's AFC Anfield rap reach in 1998?
1988.
Seriously, number one, more Baileys for you.
Number one, number three, number eight, or number ten? Now, how many songs did Chaz and Dave record with Tottenham? Chaz and Dave are no more, sadly. They're alive.
We keep doing this. They're no longer with us. No, still here.
Did they record 2 songs with Tottenham, 3 songs with Tottenham, 4 songs with Tottenham, 5 songs with Tottenham? Podcast listener, make your choice now. Number three. Which disco's classic was reworked to commemorate Arsenal's 1998 double winning season? Cole Lawson, this one's for you. Was it Earth, Wind and Fire by Boogie Wonderland? Earth, Wind and Fire sang Boogie Wonderland, not by Boogie Wonderland. Donna Summer, who sang Hot Stuff. Calling the Gang, who sang Get Down On It. The Bee Gees, who sang Staying Alive. Make your choice now.
Should we go through the first three to break it up a bit?
Can if you want.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay. Singles chart position for Anfield Rat. What have you gone for?
Number three.
You've all got that right. One mark. Chaz and Dave, how many sends we Tottenham?
Four.
You've all got that right. Disco Classic.
Hot stuff.
I like Hot Stuff.
You've all got that right. Right. Which team did Status Quo release a song which became their second number one? Liverpool, Newcastle, Man City or Man United?
No idea.
And the last question. Which team did Papa Lace release the song We've Got the Whole World in Our Hands?
Paper Lace. Not Papa Lace.
Was it, we've all had a Bailey's. Was it Nottingham Forest, Blackburn Rovers, Newcastle or Sunderland?
No idea.
Right.
All got an answer on that?
Yeah.
Right, so you were three for three. Which thing did Status Quo release a song with?
Come on, you Reds.
Come on, you Reds. Man United. Dan?
Man United.
You went to Newcastle. Dan is out of the game.
Right.
There's only Daniel Santa.
Which team did Paper Lace release? We've got the whole word in our hands. Hang on, John Day, you've gone for?
Blackburn.
You've gone for? Nottingham Forest.
No, I've gone for Sunderland. I crossed out Nottingham Forest when I remembered, and his name is Peter Reid.
I'll take your first answer, which was Nottingham Forest, which means you win.
Hey, sudden death question.
Right, sudden death question to who wears the Santa outfit. In York City 2012 trophy final, they covered a rapping artist. Was it 50 Cent, Tiny Temper, Jay-Z or Eminem? If one of you gets this right and one of you gets it wrong, we've got a winner.
I'm going to go with Tiny Temper.
50 Cent.
The answer was... What are you going for? Tiny Temper.
Yeah!
You've won anyway. It just means Dan loses.
No, you got it wrong.
He said Tiny Temper. It was Tiny Temper. Right, Dan, I'm gonna finish it up. There's a Santa outfit. Don't put that on.
Only
come back and we've got toilets there. Come on. You've only lost 5 points. It's gonna be alright.
Now we'll be done in there.
Get in the toilet. Come on. Can do it here if you want. Stand in the corner and do it.
Why?
Just stand in the corner and do it. Come on.
I'm getting involved still.
We've all had a Bailey's.
No, started to slur our words.
Nan's woken up. Right. A little bit of housekeeping.
Well, go to the toilet,
so I'll do it. Yeah, go to the toilet and do it. A little bit of housekeeping for the show. Email us, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook. Right, Dan's just left. The actual answer to that was indeed 50 Cent. But I wanted Dan to lose. So, just for our listeners, because there'll be some York City people that are like, that's wrong. They did. 2012 for trophy final, they covered 50 Cent song, not Tiny Temper.
Well, that doesn't mean anything because these two both said 50 Cent.
Yeah, whatever.
No, but I said, no, he's gone Tiny Temper.
Christmas banter,
yeah. So Dan has now got to put Sam, he's not going to be happy, but hopefully he won't listen back to the show and he'll never know. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. All complaints.
Simon Head.
Always the same. Visit us www.footballpodcast.co.uk. We are on Twitter. Follow us on there. You'll get every update from there on us at Football Pubcast. We've all had a Bailey's.
We'll
see you in the new year. We will be back on our usual Wednesday show for show number 112, which will be, the 2nd, 3rd of January?
Something like that.
Here he is. We've all had a drink.
Hey.